Hi, Jim and them. I hear that your podcast is absolutely incredible. It's a showstopper every time.
Just take a minute, okay? You have something to say. I have something to say. All right, so let's just talk, okay?
Jim and them are pop culture, bro. I know that.
Well, fuck, let's get it, Nate.
Quiet down now. It is time to watch the show. Yes, it started. Don't be licking me no more. Matter of fact, could you get me a handy wipe? Yeah!
With their powers combined, they become pop culture. With their powers combined, they become Jim and Them, the greatest podcast in the world. This is a comedy show.
And we taking over the industry. We taking over the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's make something amazing happen right now.
Double chunk chocolate cookie.
These are evil, sick, twisted people. Okay, so the name of the show is called Jim and Them.
Come on down.
Boom!
Yeehaw.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome everyone. This, my friends, is Jim and Them. This is a Corey Feldman show.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Shout out to all the Corey Cowboys out there.
Yeehaw!
AKA the real ones hanging out in the chat tonight.
What? There's like, what, two of them probably, Jim? Not even two?
We got, it's going quick. We got Trav. We got J&J. We got Cocoa Butter. We got Hugo, of course. We got Tim the Enchanter. We got E-Rock. And Spa Wiz. He's been complaining about our members only live streams.
He's been complaining
in the comments all week, and he's in our chat complaining. Call in, my man. You can air your grievances.
Wait, what's a members only chat? What is that?
Well, our lives. Yeah. You could show up for the live and watch the stream.
Right.
And I leave it up until Saturday afternoon.
Right. Sure.
And then it goes to for premium members. And then it's on our Patreon, of course, patreon.com/JimAndThem. So it's a paywall, as he would say.
Oh, so it costs like $100, right?
Oh, no, it's like $4.99 a month if you wanted to.
Oh, but
you could listen to the podcast. The podcast is free.
Well, what if you showed up on Friday? You'd still have to pay, right?
No, it's free.
Wait, so he's here watching it for free right now?
Yes, right?
I'm confused about why this guy is complaining everywhere at all times.
This is an open forum, my man. You're more than welcome to call in.
You know what? No, you don't need to, though. I don't know if that needs to happen.
You can air your grievances with us, the fellas at Jim and Them. But anyways, of course, what do we... We got Jeff Fuby. We got Shelby. We got Pink Lemon Egg. Those are just a few of the real ones hanging out in the Jim and Them chat here on this fine Friday evening. We're 7:40-ish this week. Sorry. I'm sorry, everybody. Sorry that we are a little late here.
Yeah, we're recording stuff.
We're recording some Patreon for the paywall.
Yeah,
that everyone loves so much. speaking of paywalls, we are on the cusp of the Streamathon, ladies and gentlemen. 2 weeks away, 2 weeks from tonight, the Streamathon. Get your goddamn donations in now to your boys at Jim and Them. Let me see. We actually got some in.
Well, that's like the opposite of a paywall. Is us just doing a show for fucking 37 hours straight?
Yeah, but we are doing it. We are singing for our supper, as we say. So we are doing it for that cold hard cash, baby.
Well, yeah, but like we're making like what? Pennies on the dollar, Jim? Pennies?
Of course, the regular show that we'll be recording the night of the Streamathon, that does not count. Like we don't accept money for that. That's on the house. On the house, baby. Your money's no good here, except for all the other hours.
But hey, you know what? you can still complain about it no matter where you are and when it's posted.
But yes, in 2 weeks, if you're not aware, the Streamathon, we'll be streaming. I guess I double-checked it. We streamed for about almost 32 hours, about 32 hours last year.
Okay.
And the year before that, I think it was 30 hours.
Okay.
So yes, if you go to gymandthem.com, there is a there's a link right at the top where you can donate to the Streamathon. I think we already have. Let me see.
What hours are we up to right now? Knowing that during the show, obviously that almost always gets extended. Because I'm eager. Because I feel like I haven't been here in like fucking a month.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I'm just. You miss one show. Then again, what I was gone for felt like it was just like I was there for like years. It aged me years.
Because Elizabeth Stahl was the first one to donate to the Streamathon.
Classic Elizabeth.
And then we got Jams came through with a generous donation. And then, of course, we got Melissa Anderson as well with a generous donation.
Wow.
Let me see. Where are we at?
I love all these. You know what? I love generous donations, but I also love selfish donations where people barely give us anything. I love insulting donations. I love selfish donations. I love generous donations. I love them all.
And so, yeah, we're basically, we got about 5 hours already in the can, baby.
Right off the bat.
Let's go. Wait, hold on. I am on a new computer, ladies and gentlemen. So sorry. Hold on.
People say the levels are bad.
No. I think your favorite thing, TTS, wasn't coming through, Mike.
Oh, damn. Oh, well. Darn. Rats. Okay.
Let me see if this works here.
I just suck at everything I do.
Okay, welcome your old shoes. Welcome to the Wolfpack. You became a member. Spa in the chat is fuming that you just jumped over the paywall that he can't get over.
How dare you? How dare you do something that he can't do but also doesn't have to?
Good. Oh, the Max Murder. Good. He just did one. Good. Oh, okay, and then Jukane.
Obama.
Thank you, Max. Thank you, Jukane. Oh, they're just doing the silent super chats.
I love it.
Silent but deadly, as they say in the biz.
Those are my favorites.
Another one from George Kaptur. Now, I should specify, though. Let me specify. Super chats don't count towards the Streamathon. Not to be a dick. Say if you want to put it towards the Streamathon, don't send it as a super chat. Just because YouTube takes like 30-something percent from it.
Yeah.
You got to go through the link on gymandthem.com. And you don't have to do it now, by the way, for the Streamathon. You could wait until we're due, like...
Lots of people do.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I'll have TTS set up for donations by then. If that's what you want to do, that's completely fine. Thank you, Max.
I love it. I love that sweet sound of silence. You know what was great last week? No TTSs. I got maybe 5 hours of sleep over the span of 5 days, and I was working like... 18-hour days, but you know what? Zero TTSs that entire time.
Yeah, you didn't. You had to have missed the Obaminas.
I mean, every once in a while, I just hear a human being say Obamina, and I was like, huh, what? And then there's like, it was like a jump scare.
Oh, and you know what? Since we're talking about it with the Streamathon,
Obamina. Been cursed with the strep throat for the past 5 days. Please cure me, Jim and them.
Oh, J&J, thank you. We will cure you. We'll cure you with. Cure. We'll cure you with the way the Wolfpack knows how. Doing Corey Feldman impressions. That'll really help your sore throat.
I hope your throat feels better, I guess. My throat, it's perfect.
Elizabeth, Jesus, thank you. Chat Martin, PhD, thank you. Jesus, you guys are so generous. Much appreciated. Spa's fuming right now.
Yeah. You know what makes Spa even more mad? Instead of super chats. Throw him at the Streamathon. I don't even know if Spa can handle. He might have a stroke.
I'm doing that thing I hate where you're giving a lot of attention to someone who's being negative, but I can't help it sometimes.
Well, but we're doing it in a fun way because we don't actually even care.
Yeah, we don't really care.
We're turning him into a character.
Now, I do want to shout out real quick. Now, Mike,
yes,
put your claws away. I'm going to open some gifts that people sent us. Chat Martin knows from experience, dude.
Damn it. Joe Sultan, I'm so sorry. Because I've been gone for so long, Joe Sultan sent gifts, and like, Since I wasn't here, Joe, I just forgot to bring them.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, yeah, shout out Joe Sultan. He sent some shirts. Right?
Some hats.
Oh, some hats. Okay.
Joe, I don't want you to feel like you're a second-class citizen. I promise I will bring them. We've had, like, stuff going on the show, and then I missed the show, so I'm very sorry. But I have them, and I will bring them.
Now, I do. I guess we're plugging our stuff. I feel uncomfortable plugging our stuff sometimes, even though this is what you're supposed to do. But the P.O. box is listed in our YouTube description. If you got an Etsy store, you want us to test out your product, you want Mike to shit on it or something, go ahead and send it to us. We'll plug your Etsy store and Mike will shit on it.
Here's the great thing. As long as the bad Photoshop image you put on your t-shirt is good, then I'll have nothing bad to say.
Now, I do want to give a shout out Dancing with Ghosts, friend of the show. This is green screen, so you can't quite see the sticker he sent us. But he also did send us Corey Feldman's former child actor.
Whoa, shrink
still
wrapped.
Shrink wrapped. This is a goddamn collector's item, ladies and gentlemen.
What the fuck is the back?
Yeah, what is the back of this?
What the hell?
It's him with like a lady's legs on him. And what is his hair? He's got like kind of bleached in the front, but then it's like reddish in the back.
Yeah, and he's got like a painted on goatee. What is this? Obama.
Shout out Savage.
Oh, Jesse. Yeah, we got some stuff on Savage for sure. Stay tuned. Thank you for the super chat as well.
Imagine looking this bad.
But yeah, I think speaking of the Streamathon, I think we will. I got to confirm it with DWG, but I do think he'll be calling in, hanging out with the boys.
Nice.
He also sent a little note that says Jim and them are gay on it.
Oh, how do you know?
I might see it on the webcam.
Crap, who told him?
But much appreciated. He had a couple of these shrink-wrapped fucking former child actor CDs. Smash it, throw it in the trash, who gives a fuck? And we also got from Kim Possible.
Oh, Kim Possible.
Kim Possible. I think the stuff she got signed, she sent.
Oh, I hope it's pizza. Did she send pizza?
But she might have sent something else as well. Let me see.
Fingers crossed it's pizza.
I saved it. I wanted to be surprised. So.
Okay,
we got our signed boxers.
Okay.
Let's go one by one here. We got a few things in here.
Okay.
So we got our signed boxers from her awesome showdown with Feld Dog at the, what was that? Was it Awesome Con? Yeah, Awesome Con. So yeah, the Jim and them boxers, and it says, I guess what, Jimmy, Corey Feldman, 25. He puts peace symbols in his signature.
It came out really smooth. It seemed like he was worried that it was going to look ugly. I think it looks all right.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty good.
Don't feel bad about the way your signature was going to turn out. I think it turned out great.
Since this is difficult to read.
Right.
Kicks in. Thank you. Thank you for the Canadian money. That money spends down here. Much appreciated. Really? No, thank you for the super chat. Since this is difficult to read, it says to Jimmy, peace. Corey Feldman's autographed, and then 2-5. Don't know why. Did he put it? Oh, because it's the year 2025.
What do you mean you don't know why?
Yeah. Although in Kimmy's defense, she speaks Feldman numbers because she deciphered. You weren't here last week, but he had another crazy like 2-2 day thing that was like, and now 4 2-2s for another 2-2 day,
dude,
which gives us 6 2-2s.
That's one of the favorite things that we've done in a long time is when we were trying to figure out what the hell he was talking about the 2 2-2s, the plus the 4 and the 4 2-2s.
Oh, wait, okay, no, this one's private, it says. All right, hold on. There's something in this envelope that's private. It just says, please keep this private.
I hope it's $200 bills.
Yeah. And then we also have
just pictures of her kids.
Oh, here's the signed DVD we got of the hit Corey Feldman movie Exposure.
We got that from Kim?
Yeah, it's the one with that. Remember, he was like, sign red on it, and it's like, no, you can't. You can't sign red on it.
Oh, and it does have the girlfriend as Supergirl from Smallville on the front.
To Mikey and Jeff, the inscription reads, "To Mikey and Jeff, God bless." I think CF's autograph, 25. Still don't know why. It's because it's 2025, Kim.
Come on, Kim. Kim's a great undercover agent, but she doesn't know what year it is. Or maybe she's just confused because of his 2-2.
Now, I assume these wrapped gifts we can open on the show. It doesn't say anything about not opening these. I had to go all the way to Canada to get this.
I hope it's Tim Hortons.
Corey does wear a hairpiece. It's extraordinarily disgusting. All right.
What is this? Are they wrapped for us or wrapped for us?
I'm not sure.
I'll open one.
Yeah, open that one. Is it another Corey movie?
Fucking awesome. Hell yeah. But you know what? I'm not going to look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, no. I got another one here, too.
Oh, awesome. It's Canadian, the Canadian version of Lucky Fritz.
Oh, Lucky Fritz. She did mention that.
Or is it the German? I think, you know, it's the German version of Lucky Fritz.
Oh, no. Is this a hairpiece?
Look, it's all in German, Jim.
What is this? Oh. It's all in German. Is this like this is probably the only place you can get this this DVD.
Lucky Fritz?
Lucky Fritz. Attractico. Sexy. Lucky.
You're the best thing since MS Tech and Mad Mag. Thanks for the laughs.
Dude, I honestly have no idea what the fuck this is.
Wait, what?
What is that? Is it Canadian hair? Is it horse hair?
Is she joking that she went up to the grave and got the lock of hair that he cut and left?
Oh, all right, all right. No, you might be right.
And there's leaves, and so she's saying, like, oh, it was in Canada?
I don't want to touch it, whatever it is.
That's my guess. I'm not judging her. That's just my guess.
No, yeah. That makes sense. Okay, I had to go. No, you're absolutely right. This is funny. Now that you've spelled it out to me, because I completely missed it like a fool. I just got weirded out. I didn't know what it was. Yeah, I don't know what that one is either. Uh-oh.
Hooray! It's a good shirt. It's a great shirt. Oh, sweet.
that's kind of dope. What is that shirt? It's a Hawaiian shirt? With Hawaiian leaves almost, but with flamingos and Corey and Jim and Them logos all mixed into one. Jeff would rock the fuck out of that shirt, though.
Well, here's the thing. Jeff would wear the fuck out of his shirt. I feel like maybe you used the wrong word.
Oh, thank you, Kim. Thank you so much. Much appreciated.
Wow, thanks, Kim.
It's a button-up and everything.
And it's made in China. This must have cost her a pretty penny.
Oh, man, with the goddamn... With the tariffs and all. You know, some Chinaman had to make that with his fingers, and he was like, what is this? What is this? Man, where's Jeff here to do a Chinese accent when you need him?
Damn it, Jeff's not here to turn L's into R's.
Oh, wait. Wait, hold on. Oh, speaking of Jeff, I think I just got an AIM message from him.
Oh, where is he? Is he fine?
Because, yeah, we were wondering where he was at. Where is he?
I assumed he's fine.
Let's see what the attachment says.
Hey, Jim, Mike. I know this might come as a shock, but I've moved on. I've joined Corey Feldman, yeah, the Goblin Ghoul, and Adrian Sky. They opened my eyes to the real truth. And before you say anything, no, I wasn't kidnapped, I wasn't brainwashed, and it definitely didn't happen over the span of 40 hours in a sensory deprivation tank filled with cocoa buns. I chose this of my own free will. I've been wasting my time in the dirt with you guys, and I could be soaring through the stars with Heather Dawn May and Jake Perry. We're building something greater in the land of 22. I'm writing 5 D-bars now with Divine Bing Bing. This is real. This is me. Don't come looking for me. I found my place.
Damn.
Shit.
Damn, Jeff found his place.
I don't know if I should be sad that he's gone or happy that he found his truth.
Yeah, I mean, hey, we all have our truth. We all have our true self, and who are we to poo-poo that or put someone down?
Like, you know when you break up with a girl and you're like, I just want you to be happy. Like, it doesn't matter. If it's not with me, I guess that's a shame. But as long as you're happy somewhere, like, I just want Jeff to be happy, even if that means that it's in the arms of HDM.
Yeah, exactly. And Jake Perry.
Yeah.
Let me see. What else? What else before we get down to brass tacks here? Road to Streamathon. Oh, yes. I almost forgot. So, Savage, you missed it last week, Mike.
Thank God. What little I've learned about this sounds like it is like tailor-made to not be for me.
Yeah, we had this guy call in. And it's weird because there was a lot of people in the chat that were not enjoying it, which is fine. You know, hey, you don't have to. But it was all the talk, like almost all week. There was a lot of debate. There's a lot of fierce debate on if the man was a troll or if he was just a retarded person or maybe something somewhere in the middle.
Can it be both, Jim? Yeah.
Actually, you know, he sent a video before he called in, so I can show you him. You don't have to hear the call, but like, because remember, and actually, I'm still asking for these, by the way. If you want to, if you want to send in a video of you doing the Zen Feldman thing, Jim and Them is Pop Culture.
Oh, he's
bro.
A listener?
I know that. Yeah, he's a listener.
Oh, I thought the way people have been talking about it was like he was like some, like, you know, people used to just like randomly get our number out of nowhere and just like call and want to just talk like we're just friends.
Yeah, hold on. Let me pull him up here for you.
Huh. Okay, let's see this guy. One second. Never, you know how they say don't meet your heroes? Yeah. Is this like the opposite of that?
Well, I mean, he was just spinning a yarn of how like Corey's stolen his music, or he tries to get in the studio with him and do this and that and the other thing. Who knows? Wait, hold on. I just try to fix my layout here.
It's okay. The anticipation's building. It's going to make what I inevitably see, something great, that much greater.
Hold on. I'll pull this up. Oh, there we go.
Okay, let's see this. Let's see what this... Huh. Okay.
And I want to make sure the...
Obama!
I've been thinking about it all week. I'm not so sure Savage and Them really did work with Corey. Wolf emoji. Satchel emoji.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, no, I'm wondering that myself. Thank you, Brainwashed Filth Pig. Thank you for the super chat. And you know what? I think I'm with you as well. All right, here we go.
Jim and Them are pop culture. I knew that.
So that's your boy Savage.
And so we're still, we're not sure if he's retarded. Is that, well, I'm led to believe that we haven't figured out if this guy's retarded yet.
I mean, he makes
I'm
music.
Just trying to catch up real quick, make sure that I'm completely caught up. We're the jury is out on whether this guy is retarded.
Well, I mean, he's a fan of the show. So, I mean, we don't mean it in a negative way. We're just kind of talking, you know, we're just talking how we talk.
Did I say retard? I meant free-tard. Yeah. I meant like he's in the free tier of the Patreon.
So he called in. I mean, he was on the line for a while. You know, I just want to know his deal, like what he was up to, you know.
If I was here, that never would
happen. Learn about
I would shut that shit down.
Just learn about his music and stuff like that. And, I mean, he doesn't quite know how to tell a story that well. Like, he's, you know, he drags it out a lot. Mm-hmm. So Jams actually did make a edit. Now, we've mentioned these before. I know some of the new listeners might not be aware, but in the past, listeners have taken like a whole episode and just did a curse edit. So like, it's just 3 minutes of every curse we've said over the span of 2 hours or whatever it might be.
Didn't we do a Trump one? An Obama one? Or
I think we had an Obama one before. Oh, let me see. Are the calls not coming in? Wait, hold on, caller. Let me see why.
Because Skype's gone forever.
Yeah, could it be? Because I know I have to do it through Teams or something.
Teams.
But I'm still getting it on my phone.
That doesn't have the same ring to it. Jim and Them on Teams.
Hold on, caller. Let me open up Teams so we can have it come through. But yeah, call back in a minute. Let me get my shit set up. But Jams made an edit of Savage's ums, his an cut of his call. So
how long is it?
Good evening. Savage.
You sack of shit. Shut the fuck up, Savage. You're so fucking boring. You Canadian fuck. What's wrong with you? You're fucking retarded, Savage.
Well, and,
I fucked Drew Barrymore, Savage, you idiot. Savage, get the dick out of your mouth, you homo.
We're really rooting for you. Do you have anything?
No. Yes, I do. There's nothing but reality here. Okay, well, it changes. Scroll down. Tell me what the list is. Yes.
What do you mean? Oh, my God. We're talking to a crazy person. He just realized.
No, it is not. Mm-hmm.
Fuck!
Which
How long were you guys talking to him?
I think we talked for like 35 minutes. 35 minutes or something like that.
Good Lord.
Give us anything. Yep.
Well, that would be, she's a prostitute.
There's this song. Savage, what is this, man?
What?
So you're like a retard, right?
Of course. My dad looks out after her. Well, just, I'm Savage of the Musical. Well, lead guitarist Buckethead.
This is great.
Yes.
I knew that.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
Bye.
Later, brother.
Wow.
So there you go. You missed it, Mike.
Thank God.
You missed Savage's big call.
I guess I'm happy for the people that are happy, but I'm way more happy for me. Because that would have, one, it wouldn't have happened if I was here. I would have had zero patience for that. But
it may have been longer if you were here.
No. I think I would have had the ability to like convince you that this was not worth it.
Yeah, too. Maybe. But hey, it was a lot of fun. We got to meet a new person.
Mm-hmm.
A
person, you say?
All right, hold on. I realized my... Because again, it's a new computer, so I don't have my Skype signed in properly. And of course, everything is not, I mean, not that, I guess maybe it's not that important. But,
no, I bet can you imagine you how unimportant what? This phone call is?
You know what's
going to
be great, though, is I'm going to put in all this effort, and yeah, you know what?
It's going to be the
this
worst.
This call is going to be amazing.
I hope
it's going to
so.
Be so good.
Who's trying to call? Do you recognize the name?
I don't recognize the name,
That's
no.
That's not going to be worth it, dude. think about all the calls we don't get from that one guy. Being traded in for the call we will get from this guy.
Dude, what if I do all this and it's that one guy?
Ugh.
All right, now, calls are back up if you want to call. You know, actually, it could have been Spaz or Spa or whatever. So, yeah, I'm my apologies because I did tell him to call in to air his grievances. So you can call back if that was you.
You said that like it's like, oh, you know what? Actually, maybe it's a good call. Like this guy
yeah,
who
right.
complains everywhere.
Yeah, you're right. So there you go. There's a Savage edit. I hope Savage is still listening. I mean, don't take, we're having fun with you, man. You're a character now.
Yeah. Here's the thing, Savage. I don't know anything about you, so I am forced to have a neutral opinion of you, at the very least. So congratulations.
Yeah. Good for you, man.
Yeah. I'm impressed.
So what else? Yeah. We got the Streamathon creeping. I think we actually may have gotten... Did someone else just donate?
Someone said $100,000?
Oh, my God.
We have to do it for a week straight?
Do
we have a cutoff this... No, let's not even talk about that.
Patrick Carney, thank you. Thank you, my man. Thank you for supporting the Streamathon.
Yeah, think about it. If you're thinking about sending a super chat, not just because I don't like TTFs. That's not the reason. Just go and send it to the Streamathon anyway.
Who's on the line?
I've returned.
Oh, okay. It's Savage. Mike, he wanted to talk to you.
Oh, really? Why? Hey, what's up?
I've been listening.
Uh-oh.
All right.
Great show so far.
Thank you.
Enjoyed all the work that's been put in, all the commentary.
Yeah.
And yeah. So how's things going this week?
Well, Savage.
Huh. No. Here's the thing, Savage. I wasn't here last week. You're not allowed to call in and ask how things are. You either have something or you don't, my friend. Either you got something or you don't.
Well, Savage, what do you think about people thinking that you're a character? Are you doing a character?
No, not at all. In fact, let's start off strong here.
Okay.
Corey and I had a project going with based loosely on the
this is starting off strong
of the 80s, and it was called Friends of the Benedicts because obviously him and I are very close in being twins. And it was funny that I was watching your opening there.
Wait, hold on. What's the name of the movie?
Friends with a Benedict. It was a series.
Friends with a Benedict?
Idea. Yeah.
Like Benedict Arnold?
Close enough.
Okay.
And the premise of the show was Corey was one twin and I was the other. And it was a very R-rated or higher series. It was funny because I was watching your intro and one of the stars in it appeared.
What star?
Which happened to Bill.
Bill
Cosby.
What do you, in our intro? Are you confusing, or are you talking about the commercials?
Yeah, the commercials, sorry.
Oh, all right. Now I think you're, you're being a character, though.
No, I'm...
You're trying to be a part of it now.
You got a minute and 25 seconds left. Make the most of it, Savage.
Well, and there was basically playing into everything that he's done. It was written for myself and Corey, and it was pretty pretty cringeworthy, to be to say the least.
Oh, man, Savage, you let me down, dude.
What is that?
Who wrote the script? Did you write the script?
Corey did a lot of it. It was pretty much a one-trick pony sort of aspect. A lot of...
All right, hold on. Before I have to hang up on you, Savage, did you talk to Corey about your call into our show last week? Was he upset with you?
Actually, yes, I did. He got back to me probably within 20 minutes after the show.
Oh, shit.
And he was not impressed, to say the least. But he kept it very brief, amazingly enough. I figured my phone would blow up and go off. And I imagine he's probably still listening. By the way, your phone's off. I imagine that he is listening to this as well tonight, or one of his friends, team, partner, whatever.
Did you hear from any of your other celebrity friends after your call into Jim and them last week?
Not per se yet, but I don't always hear right away.
Wait, so yes or no?
No.
Okay. Well, what was the last text that Corey sent you?
8 equal sign equals sign capital D.
You're not my bro, bro.
Oh, all right. Well, hey, Savage, man, I appreciate you checking in. I guess Mike did call. That's all the time we had for you this week. But, I mean, you know we got the Streamathon coming up. We're going to need you, buddy.
Why are you monkeys pawing this right now? Why would you do that?
Certainly, check it out. That's for certain.
Right, you're going to be here in 2 weeks?
We'll see what happens.
All right. What about next week?
As in on the show?
All right. All right. Thanks, bye. Savage, man. One more thing. What do you have to say to all your haters in the chat?
Yeah. What do you have to say to me in the chat?
Well, you know, you either believe or you don't. And I'll just present it as it is and go from there.
I love you, Savage. Thank you, brother. Hey, say hi to N-Man for me.
Oh, I'm sure he's listening. No worry.
Yeah, for sure. Later, brother.
Later.
All right. See, all right, people. We kept it brief. It is so funny that I did go through that to get Skype up and running, and it was Savage. And I'm absolutely glad that we did. Mm-hmm. He got to hear we had a little intro for him and everything because we heard his edit before he called in.
You know what? He's a good sport, if nothing else.
Yeah. He's a good sport. He's got a sense of humor. He's got great music on his YouTube, Mike. You should check it out.
Yeah. Not even as a goof.
You don't want a goof like that?
Nah. Can you imagine, like there's, like, screeching halt, but then there's Savage at the beginning of your show.
Yeah, you know what? I guess it is. I am trying to put people through a test, I guess. Like, how badly do you want to hang out and watch our show?
It's like, hey, give us money, but here's what it's for.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, we started late, and here's more Savage for you. Jesus, I'm fucking pushing it. God damn it.
I'm going to start calling you Salt and Peppa, Jim.
All right. All right,
Michael Jackson going back.
Hold on. Let's get to some Corey. This is what y'all came for. Let's get to some Corey already. So now,
this looks like a Lord of the Rings camera perspective trick,
right?
like, you know, when like Frodo and Gandalf are in the wagon, and then you see how it was really filmed. That's what I feel like I'm looking at right now.
Now, shout outs to the Discord. This interview, unreleased Corey Feldman interview. I believe it might have been Roxy. I think it was Roxy. I hope I didn't get that wrong. Someone posted it on the Discord. Join the Discord, by the way, if you're not. Hang out with the Wolf Pack 2.1, the Filth Pigs. But I don't know if this guy basically realized that, like, Corey's stuff kind of gets hits or whatever. But he released this interview. I don't know if it's from, like, box set days or if it's before, like, leading up to his film.
Well, it's got to be, like, back in, like, probably, like, the, what, early 80s? Corey looks 11 years old.
All right, here we go. I just wanted to find the channel that was from. So this is from Connote Films, which, I mean, apparently has 70,000 subscribers. This video has 280 views. It's been up for 10 days.
Huh.
What is Connote Films? I always like to get into the background on these. Christopher Connote, whoever that is.
So it's just some guy.
Videos made by Christopher.
I mean, Corey loves doing interviews for some guy.
Yes.
That's just like his favorite thing is like find some guy and then just do an interview.
He loves a some guy video for sure. Let's see. This is back in 2017. Back in 2017, I had the opportunity to not only work with Corey Feldman, but to also interview him in person. Check out this never before seen interview with the one and only Corey Feldman.
Maybe now, it's just a really big chair. Maybe that's what it is.
It really does look like he does look like Oliver Twist or some shit.
It's like Hugh Grant in the Wonka movie where it's like it looks like him, but just like pinch and zoomed down by 70%.
Yeah, look at those little toy legs there.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if that was the back of the hat, like, you know, like the hats that have the thing
like
in the back.
Like Sherlock Holmes hat. Yeah. He's here to solve a mystery.
Now, apparently this interview, I think he sets it up here in the beginning, but this interview was done at 4 in the morning. I wonder why. Just a couple guys hanging out till 4 a.m. Definitely not doing any nefarious, you know, whatever, alleged, you know, misdeeds to be up that late. And then someone had the idea, like, let's just get the microphone. This should be an interview.
Yeah, them's interviewing hours, Jim.
We should just record this. This is our streamathon.
Dude, this is their streamathon.
And I actually, usually I'll go through and edit these, but with this one, I was like, you know what? It's only like 20-something minutes. Let's just go in fresh, baby. Okay. Let's see what we got here. Now, I guess, let's put it back time and place, 2017. So this is, this might be like GoFundMe days.
Yeah.
Because when the movie didn't come out,
that doesn't really narrow things down.
So many, because the movie didn't come out till 2020. So this was like in the midst of
probably post first one, but not quite the second or third one.
And this is like shortly, about a year after today's show. So it's definitely Corey's Angels days. This is for sure something he wouldn't want you to put out.
Well, it's probably newfound laughingstock, Corey.
Corey would make a good Oliver Twist. Please give me more.
Hell yeah, Royale. Thank you.
Thank
you so much for the super chat.
Corey was washed up, but he wasn't a fool yet.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure people in the know knew he was a fool, but like he hadn't like allowed the country in on it, right? The world wasn't sure he was a fool yet. Then he did the Today Show thing, and it became like well known that he was a fool. So I would imagine that this is like the heyday of that, and so he we'll see for sure. But that's probably why it's an unseen interview.
Yeah, this was like his rebirth as a retard.
Michael Jackson, going back, did he influence you a lot growing up?
I mean, I think that's kind of obvious, and you know,
I like even not to pause it immediately, but even Corey's like, "Are you serious with that fucking question?
Do you know me?"
Or maybe expect him to be like, "Actually, I influenced him."
Well, that's the Corey we know and love, right? Either he says, "Well, obviously," or he says, "I mean, not really. We were friends, but as you can see, I make my own unique, very stylish things." Because he loves going in one of those two directions. Mm.
The crazy thing is that people more and more tell me that I look like him.
What's up, my friends?
Oh, that actually is a great teaser.
Yeah.
Yeah, people say I'm a spitting image. It's like he's still alive.
If I fell in this guy's V, I'd break my legs. It's so deep. Good Lord.
I love this guy is one of these rooms. This is a cool YouTuber room. You can't deny it, Mike.
That's true. Look at me over here. Just like, I'm like not. It's like you got the Kevin. Was that Kevin Spacey? Who is that?
Yeah, wait. Who's he got? Is that like Andy Dick or Bill Maher? Is that the other guy? That's Jack Quaid's dad.
Yeah, it is. It is Jack Quaid's dad.
It's kind of a funny way to refer to him.
Chris Cano here with Cano Films. Guys, I know it's been a minute. It's been a long minute. It's actually been almost an entire year since I uploaded a video.
I don't think he is, and maybe I'm kind of glad Jeff's not here.
Yeah,
Based on the way this gentleman is speaking, I guess I'm glad Jeff's not here to call it out.
The channel, which is really, really sad. But the good news is my video business has been continuing to grow year after year, and I'm super busy. But this year, I really do want to make more content because there's a lot of stuff that I am doing right now that I'm going to be posting on here that's making me really happy. Speaking of really happy, as some of you may or may not know, back in 2017, Corey was looking for a video editor, and one of my buddies put my demo reel out on his Twitter account. And
wait, an editor? But doesn't he have an editor best friend in Adam Gonzalez?
Oh, shit, you're right. Surely they didn't, like, argue over who took the last of the drugs.
Et tu, Corey? Turning on your friend, your friend's friend, Jake Perry's friend?
And out of all people who submitted demo reels to Corey Feldman, he picked me. Me. In the middle of Missouri, like, nowhere me. And as you can imagine, back then, that was such an amazing feeling. I was so honored, and I still am till this day, because I can tell you, I'm still friends with Corey, and I'm still doing video work for him till this day.
Let me tell you right now, he's not friends with you after you put this video up. No. You're not doing him a service here. Is that Pauly Shore? Who's that on the other picture?
I think it is Pauly Shore. Yeah. I thought it was... shit. What's the old actor that was in Meet the Fockers?
Who, Ben Stiller? Oh, Robert De Niro.
Yeah, Robert De Niro. You know, famous for that movie, Meet the Fockers.
Yeah, not even Meet the Parents.
I thought it was Robert De Niro, but I think you're right. When it zoomed in, it is Andy Dick.
As a matter of fact, last summer, me and my fiance got to go up to the Limp Bizkit tour called Loserville Tour, and I got to hang out with Corey, of course, and Fred.
Wait, where's your fiance?
Yeah, I don't see him in the picture anywhere.
Yeah, where is this guy?
Where is he? Where could he be?
Is Fred Durst your fiance? Corey's your fiance?
Huh.
Durst, Riff Raff. It was an amazing time. One of my videos I made for Corey actually opened up on the big Jumbotron before he came out on stage. And of course, that's when he did the infamous guitar solo. If you know, you know. And just so you know, he really was playing that solo. All right, enough with the chit-chat.
Never mind. Yeah. No, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, Dio.
No, doesn't matter.
He told him to say that. Yeah. Someone told him to say
doesn't
that
matter.
Bullshit.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. That's not the narrative. Yeah, no. Stop trying to change the narrative.
Yeah.
You see, after working with Corey for a while, he was in my area. And I said, Corey, you know what I would absolutely love? And he said, what? I said, I would love to interview you if that's cool. And he said, absolutely, dude. You can interview me. I mean, I got to say, Corey is a man of his...
You know, this is such a great interview because it's been sitting on an external hard drive, forgotten for 8 years. And it's like, oh, shit, I still have this?
Hey, did those guys get their channel deleted 3 times? Now people are talking about this guy? I guess I could throw this up for 200 people.
Word. When he said, you can interview me, he meant it. What I didn't expect was interviewing him at 4 o'clock in the morning at his condo that he was staying at. But I have to say it was incredible.
Oh, my God. No, this is pre... Jamaican timeshare, so it's not Jamaican timeshare.
Yeah, no, Carol, can you imagine? Sitting
here with an icon that I grew up idolizing in movies like Gremlins, The Goonies, Lost Boys, The Burbs. The Burbs. You guys, if you haven't seen The Burbs, you gotta watch The Burbs. It's great. So here it is, guys, the never-before-seen interview with Corey Feldman in Lake of the Ozarks, Missouri, 2018, back when he was touring with the Angels.
Now, real quick, not that, you know, obviously we're not a huge channel, but if I could throw some advice your way, Christopher Canote or Canote Films, it took way too long to get to the interview. We didn't need to hear any of this bullshit that you just fucking did. Or maybe you, if you wanted to set the time and place, you could have done that like immediately, brother.
Yeah,
we're here to see the fucking fell dog, not whatever the fuck this is and your cool YouTube room that you wanted to show off. Yeah. Get out of my face.
Just because you met the guy from Meet the Fockers doesn't mean you're allowed to talk for five minutes before your interview.
Enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Chris Cano here with Canote Films, and it's happening right now. It's actually happening. I'm sitting here right next to the one and only Corey Feldman. Corey, how you doing, man?
We're supposed to say, hey, I'm Jeff's starting. Not here. This is before he got the vax.
Yeah.
But the other one is after he got the vax. That's for you, Jeff.
Yeah, there you go, Jeff. Shout outs.
Got a few questions.
Yeah.
You owe me some money, actually. Take it back. We're take them all back.
Oh,
we're
Goonies
here at
Lake
of the Ozarks. Corey is on one amazing tour right now. Your summer tour, Corey.
One amazing tour after another.
Exactly.
I think it's more like it, right?
Absolutely.
We met on the last tour. Now we're on this tour.
Now again, I can't stress it enough. Like I love you can hear like how late it is in their voice.
Yeah.
And I mean, again, I don't know. This is all alleged, but all I can imagine is like them two and whoever's filming this blowing lines and then someone being like, we got the camera, we got a microphone, let's fucking do it. This is, and they probably were telling a story to each other, like something really boring and stupid. And
wait, stop.
Oh my God, save it. We got to put this down. This will be great on YouTube. They'll love it.
Tour around the corner. It's the season of touring.
Corey, tell us a little bit how like this tour came to be.
Well, that's a very leading question, Chris. I mean, it's, you know,
it's
a natural progression. When you release an album, you tour, right?
So he thinks Chris is retarded?
Oh, he's doing the thing he does where he has to big league every interviewer that asks him a simple question. Because clearly, Chris wasn't smart enough to ask that question to actually, lead you into talking about your album. Lead you talking about your process.
I don't know, you stupid sack of shit. I guess because I got a fucking album I got to support. I got bills to pay.
When you put out a product, you got to go support it and promote it. So this album has certainly gotten enough promotion. I mean, I would say that this is certainly the first album I've ever released that is known as part of mainstream pop culture knowledge, you know?
Nope.
Not even a minute in and Corey is already looking tweaked out.
Thank you, J&J. Thank you for the super chat.
I think we've seen this before, but I do love that he has the fake cigarette vape.
Yes, like, he had it in the, not the wife swap, the, what was the other ones? House hunting or whatever.
Yeah, because this is before like vapes were vapes and they were just e-cigarettes.
Yeah.
And so sometimes like they'd have like a fake red tip that when you sucked on it, like would turn red.
It was essentially a candy cigarette.
Yeah, yeah.
What if it really is just a candy cigarette?
Oh, that'd be so good.
Remember the cool ones that were gum? I like the ones that were gum, not the ones that were like literal like hard candy inside. They were like a paper wrapped in gum.
I like the ones that were like yogurt covered pretzels. So the pretzel color looked like the filter, but then the yogurt looked like the white part.
It is.
And then you dip it in a little bit on the end. So it looked like the red part that's burning.
And I know this is such like a normie thing to say, but it is wild that we had candy cigarettes.
Absolutely baffling.
But remember how cool it was though to pretend to smoke?
I still to this day, when it's cold outside, I may be famous for pretending to smoke when you can see your breath.
I cut it back to Savage by accident. Obama.
Long live Coco Barnes.
Hell yeah. Yes, Kel. Thank you for the super chat. Very generous.
More like Yas, Kel.
Yas.
You know, if the hardcore fans release an album, you tour, right? So that's just kind of a given. When you put out a product, you got to go support it and promote it. So this album has certainly gotten enough promotion. I mean, I would say that this is certainly the first album I've ever released that is known as part of mainstream pop culture knowledge.
Corey, you know, sounds like he's doing
this album.
Our impression of himself. Cool.
I was just thinking that as well. I was thinking the same thing because it's like an exaggerated version of his actual terrible voice.
Yeah.
Hold on, I keep fucking up my timeline. Hold on.
Jim. Jim. James.
I need to get all my settings right.
I'm not to say this your full name, James.
Certainly the first album I've ever released that is known as part of mainstream pop culture knowledge. You know, people know the name of this album.
Is he talking about Angelic to the Core?
It's got to be, right?
Because no one knows that but us. No one knows that.
I mean, well... I think that he's just chalking it up to, because you know how he always positively talks about the Today Show?
Yeah.
He's kind
of
like trying to take it back, like that was a good thing for him. I think that this is like an extension of that.
I can't wait till the Angelic to the Core box set comes out and has like five versions of Angelic to the Core on it.
I can't wait till Angelic to the Core 2.2 comes out.
Yeah, that's going to rock.
Which is cool, you know, because I certainly can't say, I mean, they may know my other album titles now, but like back when those albums came out, they didn't know them. You know, the hardcore fans knew, and they were like, I mean, like a very, very small percentage of the hardcore fans knew right. After they came out. But
is Jenny in the chat? Shout outs to the remember she made the petition to get rid of us?
Oh shit.
And then we helped get her 5K going. Yeah. She's hanging out in the chat.
She watches Monday Night Raw.
Oh really?
I keep bringing that up. I saw her tweet about it. My condolences, Jenny, for Dakota Kai and Braun Strowman getting released. I know you're a big fan.
Anyway, so I've toured on every album I've released is the short form story there. So even when it's Truth Movement, I've released, you know, a Truth Movement album, Truth Movement tours. I do a solo album, I do a solo tour. But it is the first tour with the Angels.
Yes, and tell me, how did the Angels come to be?
Oh, there you go. Now yes. That's the question.
Why girl Angels?
Why?
So that's a better question.
I like how he got Corey to say, that's my question. He's like, wait, I'm not done. Why girl Angels?
Well, yeah, we need to unpack. There was layers of what just happened. Because first of all, that's not a better question than how did this tour come about. Because now he's like, yeah, finally, the meat of why we're here. But then when he did the follow-up, why girl Angels? And I was like, oh, shit, I've been found out.
Fuck.
I'm trying to hook up with needy women.
Girl Angels? What? I think it would be really weird to have a bunch of guys up there in lingerie and wings, right?
Telling on himself.
Himself. In 2018 or 2017, this is Me Too era, my guy. Watch what you're saying, brother.
Hashtag everyone.
Okay, well, Corey's Angels is a brand that is a kind of bigger company.
Nope. It's like Smuckers or Minute Maid.
Multifaceted.
Yeah. It's like Band-Aid. They're actually adhesive bandages.
Yeah.
Angels are Corey's Angels.
Yeah. Please don't refer to a Nephilim as an angel.
A leg, multi-arm, whatever you want to call it, umbrella where there is a record label, there is a studio, there is a management company, a production company, obviously... our, you know, IT side of, you know, our presence on the web.
Heather Don May?
Heather Don May. The streaming movie in your future that is immediately hacked as soon as you put it online.
Good thing he has his own division to cover that.
What's so great, though, is because he is talking about this as an empire. It's gone within, like, 2 years. It's for the way he's trying to build it up now. Like, he barely wants anyone to remember this. He's trying to memory hole it, and his record label is what, like Sci-Fi Records now, but like CIFI, like CF or whatever.
I remember when that occurred to me. When I realized what that was.
Lots of, you know, our merchandising, you know. So there's a lot of legs, arms, whatever, to this company.
Absolutely.
So the Angel Band, as it were, is just one little piece of it. The Angelic to the Core album, which of course is kind of part and parcel for promoting the Angels, is that because it's all one and the same. It was made by Sci-Fi Records. Sci-Fi Records is owned by Corey's Angels Inc. So therefore, Corey's Angels Inc. is kind of the Mac Daddy.
Oh, right? Now this all makes sense.
Yeah, now it makes now complete I get it. Sense. All right. What's even better? And I mean, this happens all the time, and I think this is the draw of like why we can continue to watch Corey Feldman stuff over and over again, is I never get sick of someone like seriously talking about the stupidest thing in the world, like the most retarded thing you can think of, but they're talking about it and they're so sincere and they like really believe in it, yeah, and they really like it. And like, you don't even need, like, at least with something like this, we have the gift of, you know, foresight or however you want to word it, because we know like it just crashes and burns.
Yeah.
But even if we watched it in the moment, we'd be like, oh my God, this is insane. Yeah. But it's even better now, because much like when we watch this documentary of how, like, he's like, you know, let me really tell you. And he kind of gets real serious and you see a little, like, twinkle in his eye. It's the worst thing you ever heard.
He's doing the thing where, like, you know, some, like, places like Walmart and stuff, they don't call them janitors anymore. They call them, like...
Oh, like custodians or
like, yeah, or,
yeah,
like,
but even not even custodian. It is
like
something
faculty,
else.
Faculty, like administrators or something like that. What he's doing is he's faculty administrating his janitor right now.
Yeah, exactly.
So everything that falls under the Corey's Angels umbrella is all for one driving purpose, which is to promote female talent and to give young, aspiring female artists and entrepreneurs who are beautiful, who happen to be extraordinarily beautiful and extraordinarily talented.
And they are too.
And pure of heart, which is also another.
Dude, he's like a cartoon character. Like, they're really beautiful. Hell yeah. You know what? If I can interject really quick, I'll fuck yeah, they are.
Well, and it also is great that he is trying to pivot this into, like, I thinking about it, because, yeah, it was like 2016, 2017 was the whole, like, Me Too thing.
Yeah.
So, but he's like, I can hang on. It's actually about giving women a chance. It's actually about putting young entrepreneurs, not just putting them.
Corey is clearly on Wormwood and Goofballs. Bad mixture.
Thank you, Chat Martin. Oh, wait, hold on. We got another one. Is it going to play? We got one that's just it's an umbrella.
Oh,
it's
okay.
An umbrella emoji. Thank you, Paul.
I dedicate the umbrella emoji to Chat Martin.
Yeah, that's for you.
That's
and
for you.
Paul. You know, it's not just women in bikinis and skimpily clad clothes. It's actually about their brains and their entrepreneurship.
They happen to be beautiful, exceptionally beautiful, but it's also about their asses.
But it gives them an opportunity to be the best versions of themselves that they can, to grow into the best versions of themselves that they can, and to be promoted very heavily while doing it. So, you know, that's the catch. If a girl's a Corey's Angel, you can be pretty sure that millions of people are going to know your name within a very short amount of time.
I would challenge anyone to name, I mean, even most people to name his wife, but at least I get people could at least name his wife.
Yeah.
And mostly because Corey, Courtney, like they sound similar.
He looks like a rapey train engineer.
Thank you, Gravon.
Yeah, we can only name Courtney because of our sick obsession with this man's life.
But even us, who are obsessed with Corey Feldman, we talk about him every week. I could not name one other angel.
No.
And
no.
Yeah, no. I mean, I can remember there was like, you know, the other blonde one on Wife Swap, and then there was like a brunette on Wife Swap.
Ooh, Lucifer before he fell.
Yeah, yeah.
Before he fell down to hell.
Bartleby from Dogma.
Because we promote the hell out of every girl.
That's awesome. Well, Corey, this album that you put out, your last album, it's such an amazing album.
Actually, the chat's naming him Jimena, Jezebel.
Hmm.
Do you pronounce it, or is it Himena?
I think it's Himina.
Himina. Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Pink Lemonade named one.
Okay, well, shut our asses.
Shut us up. You fucking showed us.
Thank you. And I can tell you every track on that album just has its special... How do I say it? Just kind of flared to it. And Go For It is one of my favorite songs probably ever.
Thank you.
Come on, guy. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
All anyone does, like, is just blow smoke. Like, I'm not saying, like, we've interviewed people that are nobodies that are also retards.
Yes.
And you can talk to someone without just, like,
saying
pretending...
it's my favorite song ever.
Yeah.
Thank you, The Happy Show. Because I don't know, like, what's more believable, that he has a lady fiance or that's his, or Go For It's his most favorite song.
Well, and also he didn't just say, love the album. Can you tell us about it?
Exactly.
It was like, love the album. Every track's perfect. I got to imagine that God himself wrote all the lyrics. Like, come on, slow down.
Yeah, you don't have to say my favorite song ever. Even if he just said like, oh, I mean, so far this year, it's one of my favorite songs. Like, even then, I know it's a lie, but it's not a fucking bold, like, affront on God.
Something in Your Eyes is probably my second favorite.
Oh, thank you.
How does it feel, Corey, though? This is my second concert I've got to go see Corey and the Angels at, and it's always amazing. How does it feel, though, when you're up on stage and you're seeing all the fans sing along to your songs?
I feel like it's about time, you know, because there were so many years that, like,
he laughed, I would sing, but that's his real answer. Kind of, classic Corey answer is, what the fuck took you so long?
That's his real answer. That's also a lie. His, like, if he was, if, you know, Truth Serum was a thing and, like, that's what he had, if, or it was like, you
that
know,
was the
movie,
name of his second band. Yeah.
Or, like, the movie Liar Liar or whatever, where he had to answer that truthfully, there's a smallest part in the back of his mind that just would have been like, they're still not singing along.
Yeah. That guy got the words wrong.
No one's singing.
You sang the second chorus. It was the first chorus.
You know, look at me confused and then scream. But they didn't really know what they were doing. Unless we, like, kind of spoon-fed it to them, like, okay, It's So Simple. People knew It's So Simple because that was, like, the first one I wrote. So it was around so long, and I've sang it for so many audiences.
What's funny, I can't tell if it's because of the camera movements or the angle, but it feels like he's getting tinier and tinier as the interview goes.
Maybe he's, like, reverse Pinocchio, and the more he lies, the smaller some parts of him gets.
Yeah. And he goes into the quantum realm by the end of it.
He's like Benjamin Button Pinocchio. Yeah, and he's down there with fucking Ant-Man. Yeah, fighting.
He fights Kang.
Yeah.
For so many years,
sure,
people, you know, eventually kind of started catching on to that one. And they caught on pretty fast because it's a very kind of memorable hook. But What's Up With The Youth was actually the first song that I would have random people come up to me and say to me,
oh, is he
like,
he's gonna,
hey,
be mad at
Corey
Howard
Feldman,
Stern,
what's up with the youth, you know? And I'd be like, weird, you know?
Yeah,
but that was the first one, and that was a very pop culture, you know, it was a pop culture,
you know,
hit.
We know that yeah,
but celebrities were into it, which was weird because, like, I remember Paul Schaefer came up to me once and he was like, Corey Feldman,
I love your song.
You know,
one
what?
Of my favorite songs. This is only good if you know Paul Schaefer. Yeah. I feel like I'm fucking nailing it, but
you're great.
Very specific joke.
But also, I mean, I haven't watched this, so I'm not sure. But what I love the possibility right now is that he's not even going to bring up the Howard Stern thing. He's just going to act like that's a popular song.
I think you're right.
Because I guess he's still in the, not quite honeymoon phase, but in just this phase of like, the Today Show was a big hit, big success.
He wants to rewrite history and focus on the good.
Yeah, he doesn't want to bring that up because that is introducing more of the idea of it being a joke. Like, now he thinks he's leaning into it because he has the song The Joke, so he can bring up the Stern thing and act like that was a small diversion that messed up his career. But now it's like, no, that was big.
The youth. And I was like, really? Really? Yeah, mind-blowing. You know. But then you think about it. Okay, Paul Schaefer was with Letterman, and Letterman was friends with Stern.
Okay,
and
here
so
we go. Here
obviously
we go.
Because I performed it on Howard Stern.
I was saying, Howard Stern had you on the show before.
But that said, you know, Michael Jackson
still
actually
moved it forward, though. He didn't focus on the bad.
Yeah, he didn't focus on the bad, but I love that we're going to hear the Michael Jackson story.
Oh, yeah.
Which is, again, I mean, I said this in the past, but the more I hear it, the more I'm there in the moment. Every time I hear it now, we're there. Me, you, and Jeff, we're all somewhere. Yeah. Like, sometimes it's in the car.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're in the front seat and they're in the back seat because we're their drivers.
We're on the couch and they're like in front of that wall they took the picture in front of.
Yes. The more I hear this story, the more in my memory, it's a real thing and we're all there witnessing it happen.
Played him the song and he was like a huge fan of it and wanted to make it a hit. He told me that it was a number one hit, guaranteed, and that he could
walk
it into CBS
Records. You know what's impressive about the Canode film guys is that you don't even see his lips move when the dummy starts talking. You can't, like, you see his head moving, so you know something's happening, but you don't see it. You don't actually see his lips move at all.
Yeah, he's great. This is a lot of talent
here.
Yeah,
this guy's good.
No wonder he's got 70,000 plus subscribers.
This is like vaudeville good.
And it would definitely be a hit, which I, of course, declined because I felt like it was not, not the way I wanted to go. You know, I didn't want to be like the protege of
smaller and smaller.
A one-hit wonder because
MJ
backdoored me in and whatever. I wanted to like get there the hard way, work for it, prove it, you know, but earn my place. I wanted to earn my place. So it took me an extra 30 years, but I got there. Or, you know, maybe 20, 25.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, you know, during your show, you do this amazing bit. Montage of Michael Jackson, if you will. Did Michael...
We changed it since the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, sometimes we still do the other one, too. We go back and forth. So that's the great thing about the tour. You've seen it twice, and it was probably completely different.
We don't
different
know
show
what you're talking about.
Than what you saw last time.
Yes.
Yeah.
But Michael Jackson, going back, did he influence you a lot growing up?
I mean, I think that's kind of obvious and, you know, the music, but...
What's great is they didn't even really explain what the bit was. I mean, I guess it was some sort of dance montage of him doing Michael Jackson dances.
But that would imply this interview's for someone.
But even then he had to be like, but we change it. It's not the same. It's like, first of all, we don't know what you're talking about. Second of all, what did you change? What are you talking about?
Third of all, you might as well be sitting inside the Grand Canyon because that chair is so fucking huge.
Yeah, that chair's huge.
It's fucking insane.
Either the chair's getting bigger or you're getting smaller.
Yeah, it's baffling.
We were very close. And, you know, the weird thing is, yes, he did influence me. And, yes, there was a period of time where I dressed very much like him. And I...
Period of time.
There continues to be a period
of
time.
My music, my dance, all of that were certainly affected by it. But the crazy thing is that people more and more tell me that I look like him. And I find that really... fascinating, because like, first of all, I'm white. We all know this. I'm white. And yeah, we both have long black hair, but I mean, aside from the long black hair, but it's interesting because I always thought like he's a really good looking man, but you know, obviously the plastic surgery was a bit much.
Am I to believe that Corey Feldman is taking one of his dead friends and dragging him through the mud?
Yeah,
he never does this.
What's even better is because it seems like he's going down the path of like, people say I look like him. He looked like a fucking weirdo. What the fuck?
Why would you say that?
Why do you say that about me?
No, by his claim, it wasn't plastic surgery. He just kind of changed a lot, which is, you know, obviously I've changed a lot because I know as a kid nobody would have told me I looked like Michael Jackson.
Right.
But it's almost like I feel like,
I mean, I can't imagine a person that's never stopped looking identically more than Corey Feldman.
Yeah, right.
It's basically just, does he have a goatee or not? Otherwise, he has been such the same exact face for so long.
I would only believe if he was talking about Charlie Sheen, because people say that all the time.
Yeah.
Like, but again, like, it's mostly just because he's got the jet black hair and his like strong facial features or whatever. His like sharp features, but he still looks exactly like Corey Feldman, just like a hybrid with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah,
himself to look like me naturally, but I.
The hell is he talking about?
Thank you, Max. What the hell is he talking about?
I'm naturally me.
So he turned to a white
man. But he wouldn't have known that, because, like, obviously, you know, I didn't look like I do now when he was changing along the way. So, I don't know, it's a really weird thing.
It's like an airing of grievances right now.
No, but now what I'm realizing, he's insinuating that Michael Jackson got plastic surgery to look like Corey. I think that's what he's kind of saying, because he's like, but he wouldn't know what I looked like, but it's kind of weird. Hold on, let me take it back.
It was like prescient. Oh my God.
He altered himself to look like me naturally, but I...
Yeah, see, he is. We kind of missed that, but yeah, he's even crazier than we thought.
He went to one of those places where they age up a child who's been kidnapped, and they said, well, make me look like this guy. We'll look in 20 years.
Nobody would have told me I looked like Michael Jackson.
Right.
But... it's almost like I feel like he altered himself to look like me naturally, but I am naturally me.
So he turned to a white
man. But he wouldn't have known that, because, like, obviously, you know, I didn't look like I do now when he was changing
right
along the way. So I don't know, it's a really weird thing. But I don't think I
mean, snake eating its own tail, it does actually, weirdly enough, loop back to Corey trying to look like Michael Jackson.
Yes, but
like
he's
he added a bunch of extra steps to it.
But I think, I think what he's trying to get to is that it's almost the way he says, like, well, actually, Michael's trying to look like me in the future. And in a way, he's kind of trying to plant the seed of, like, but Michael's kind of copying my dances and my performances and my songs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he did do What's Up With You, and everyone thinks that he ripped off What's Up With The Youth.
Everybody does.
Oh, wait, and I think it's funny. There are certain characteristics which are definitely, you know, similar.
But musically, I mean.
Musically, yeah.
He kind of took you under his wing there.
Well, I was in the studio with him.
No, he didn't.
I was on the set of some of his greatest videos. You know, I watched him rehearse. He would, you know, get up and dance in front of me, or we'd dance together or whatever, you know. So, yeah. I mean, he always thought it was funny the way I could dance like him. And,
Corey looks more like Jackson Chimp.
Thank you, Madcap 182. Bubbles was his chimp.
Oh.
I remember.
That was very good.
Him doing a little dream in the Neverland Theater, and he watched it for the first time, and he was just like, wow, I
mean, I
didn't know.
Corey looks like a legitimate little person. I just
he really does.
I don't want to beat a dead horse, but the longer this interview goes, I feel like I'm being hypnotized or something. It's crazy.
Well, it's funny because, again, like, you know, we always talk about how fair we are. I feel like we keep trying to make excuses for him where we're like, no, it's just the chair's big. The angle's wrong. But it's like,
something's happening.
He looks ridiculous.
It's getting worse the longer it goes. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was cool.
Hold on. I'm going to take it back. It's just this shot is so funny. It really is. I mean, this is for no one unless you've been on the Warner Brothers studio tour. But if you go on the Warner Brothers studio tour, they have a Lord of the Rings area where they have a camera set up and they have forced perspective. They have two chairs and they're like slightly off, and then the stuff's smaller on each side. So you literally can do the Hobbit thing. Like, you could take a picture with your friend where someone's a giant and someone's little. And it looks like they've set that up for this. We're trying to help him here, but, like, he's not doing himself any favors with how small he looks.
I think I have those.
Are you looking for one?
Yeah, I think I...
Yeah, because there's one of, like, you and Jeff, right?
Yeah, there's one of me and Jeff. Keep talking. People can watch my
showing
camera.
Him doing a little dream in the Neverland Theater, and he watched it for the first time, and he was just like, wow, I didn't know. You know, but, yeah, it was cool.
Speaking of video, Corey.
Oh, did you find it?
There it is.
Yeah, hold on. Let me put you full screen.
Can you see it? Make sure to, yeah, there we go. Oh, I can turn it sideways too. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, yeah. We can see it now. Yeah, yeah. See, there's Corey, Mike, and then Connote Jeff.
Yeah, here's a photo of Corey getting interviewed. That really is what it looks like. What the fuck is going on? He's gonna be like an inch tall by the end of this interview.
I had this awesome opportunity to do all the video production for Corey's tour. And I just want to say I'm so grateful, man, for this opportunity.
Thank you.
And
well, I'm very... First of all, you've done a great job so far.
Thank
Secondly,
you.
I say
dude,
I'm glad
I
you're
swear.
So grateful for you.
This is how fast my brain works. He said, you did a good job, and I was going to go, oh, my God, he gave this man a compliment.
He never does that.
Usually, it's like, got some snide thing at the end. And then he immediately goes, so far. So
yes.
My brain works as fast as Corey's brain.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I lost it. What was I going to say?
Probably something dope.
Yeah. Shit. I forget it. Whatever. I'll think of it.
Virginia, because I've got more work for you.
Oh, no, that's what it was. I wonder how much he paid this guy. Probably literally nothing, right? There's no way he paid this guy.
Pennies
something.
On the dollar for sure.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. No, well, you know, as the tour continues and expands, there's new bits that are created, and we're going to continue creating new bits. And we are, you know, obviously talking about taking this tour internationally.
Did that ever end up happening?
Confirmed yet? We are.
I don't think so. No yeah,
I don't,
way.
I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I just don't know for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we know for sure, at least for the Los Serville tour, they left him off that.
Oh, they did that. They did that that real small show in the Bahamas, right?
Yeah, maybe they did Nut Duddy Up. Actually, hold on. Has he ever toured internationally?
Maybe Truth Movement did. I could picture that.
Yeah, although I guess it is also like, it seems like, you know, you hear about like Hasselhoff's big in Germany or
right.
whatever.
Oh, yeah, there's got to be some weird place.
You hear that
yeah.
some weird place would be a fan of him.
Yeah.
And not Canada. We're not thinking like Canadian.
Everyone in Nepal loves Corey. Nepal.
We still haven't even confirmed another leg, but I can tell you there is an imminent chance that there will be another leg. And from what I'm being told, there's, you know, heavily in the process for an international tour. So if we do end up going international, we are going to be growing exponentially as we go to each new territory. So
just
every territory
on,
we go
dude.
To,
yeah, what does that even mean?
A little bit.
Like, we're going to have four guitar players by the time we get to Belfast. It's going to be crazy.
We need to make sure because sometimes visas don't get approved. Yeah. We need to have backup guitar players and extra saxophone players. They may not let them in the country.
A little bit. So if we end up going all over the world, by the time we come back, we will be able to play like, you know, arenas. Basically.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Speaking of growing up, Corey.
Actually, wait, to back that up, he's like, we're going to do an international tour, and then when we come back to the U.S., we'll just be playing arenas.
Yeah. You know, no more dive bars for us. We went international.
I mean, I guess they kind of played arenas on Low Serville, but that didn't have anything to do with him.
They played like... like, what do they call them? Like, shit, what are those? It's like got
amphitheaters.
Amphitheaters, yeah. They played amphitheaters.
What got me into filmmaking is obviously classic films like The Goonies, which is one of my all-time favorites. The Lost Boys. Did those films influence you?
Yeah, stoked Corey is to hear about that.
Well, what's funny though is because again, like, I can't even. I can't fault him too much for giving the same answers all the time because to be Jim and them Obama. Fair.
Remember when Los Serville started back up in Europe without Corey?
Absolutely, E-Rock. Yeah, they left his ass home. But I can't fault him too much because it's like, it's our own bad because we watch like every interview he does. So he's always telling the same stories, but like, I'm sure.
I didn't think it possible, but I think Corey is rambling more than Savage. Jeff can be heard yelling, forking the distance.
Thank you, Jukane. I'm sure if we watched any celebrity over and over again, we'd be like, oh, here's this story again. But now I'm also feeling him on when it's like, all right, the Goonies, Stand By Me, we get it. But, I mean, what else is there to celebrate? Yeah. You have to accept it at a certain point.
Like he looks like I do during a bad phone call.
Yeah,
like and he's being Savage talked calls. About like his seminal mm-hmm. pieces of work.
Music career.
Well, I was always doing music throughout it all. See, that's what people fail to
this
realize.
Lie.
That I started.
I remember, but
I started singing at three. You know, I was singing to get my jogs. I mean, my mom would have me learn songs, and then I would go in and you know audition by singing because at 3 years old you can't read a script, so there was no way to get the part other than proving that you could be cute. So what better way to prove that you're cute than having a kid sing some song? So I would sing. And then I started getting jobs doing like musicals and things like that. And then my sister being a Mickey Mouse club.
30 years in the music business and Corey still doesn't understand how it works.
Thank you, Wolf and Joker Lucasen. 2222. Love to see it, brother. Thank you.
A person and me doing Disney films, and so obviously that all just kind of led very naturally to, you know, the music side. And then I think I recorded my first song. Well, I started writing at 13, but I started writing parodies.
What's this camera?
And I wrote my first serious song and everything.
A lot of movement for an interview in somebody's living room at 4 a.m.
Yeah, just giving us a fucking tour of the condo during the interview.
Jesus Christ.
Joker sending out 5 gift memberships. I hope one of those didn't go to Spa or Spaz or whatever his name is.
Yeah, now he'll lose his mind.
At 15, which was called Runaway. And that was the very first song I wrote. And I actually shot a little video for it with a bunch of friends.
That's the one we saw,
and
right?
And we made
with the black guy in the back. That's like,
yeah, we saw clips of it. We actually haven't seen the full thing yet, but yeah, that's the one. It's in the dock.
It was going to be like a 15-minute video, like Bad. I kind of modeled it after Bad, about a runaway kid. And we were going to sell it to Nickelodeon. And then we shot it, we started editing it, and I got busy with other things, and I just never really took the time. And the truth of the matter was, it looked like crap, and I'm glad that we never released it. The song was crap, it looked like crap, and just thank God it would be one of those things that would
haunt me forever. I've never seen him
actually put something down that he's put out before.
That way. Usually he, much like how he never gives someone a true compliment without like a takedown at the end, he very rarely like talks that negatively about something he did or... At the time taking seriously without trying to like spin it in some sort of like alternate way?
Yeah. I mean, he should do that about all his stuff.
Yeah.
Jumping on after a Bouncing Souls concert. Late but here for the Wolf Pack.
Hell yeah, Schnapps.
Oh, shit.
Bouncing Souls are still out there doing the damn thing.
The Bouncing Souls?
Love to hear it.
That's from one of their songs. It's like this mom that's like, hey, kids, what are you listening to?
I just suck at everything I do.
I like the Bouncing Souls. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, no. Hell yeah. Joker giving out 5 more gift memberships.
Ooh, I'm sorry,
you, brother.
Spa. We're so sorry, Spa.
Sorry, Spa. I hope you didn't get one.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Spa.
So thank God it never came out. And then I started working on an album. So I did Runaway, and then the very next song I wrote, I believe, is... It's so simple.
Do you think Courtney's filming this interview, by the way? Maybe it's Courtney.
And she's just losing her balance, and that's why it keeps moving around so much.
Shit, that reminds me. Actually, I got to pull up I'll pull it up after. Hold on.
And then after It's So Simple, the very
It's impossible
song
to see, though, right? There's
eyes.
So much so camera movement.
Yes,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like a fucking, it's like Batman Begins.
Those were like the first 3. And then... From there, I just kept writing and writing and recording, and I probably...
Yeah, it's like one of those one-shot movies where they have to keep, like, kind of fucking zipping around.
Yeah, I'm watching fucking Netflix Daredevil over here.
Put together at least an album, if not 2 albums worth of material, between 15 and 18, and unfortunately, due to my, you know, little black year, my year of darkness, as we call it...
What?
You know what they call that, the little black year?
Awful thing.
When he did drugs.
Yeah, the 1 year, the little black year.
Yeah, that's true.
It was a year of depravity, and during that time, I lost everything. I mean, I had so much material, and I didn't pay attention. I didn't keep track of things, and who knows where it went. But anyway, at the end of the day, it was all gone, and I had to start from scratch. So
it went to 25 balloons of heroin
sober,
a day.
And when I got sober at 19 years old is when I really kind of hunkered down and started recording my first album. Simultaneously, I was also recording music for Rock and Roll High School right before I got sober. So I was still during my dark phase when I was recording those songs. But those two are lost. But the songs that were in the movie obviously are in the movie, but we don't even have masters of those. And then the even crazier part is the rest of that music that I was recording in those early days. Like, some of it's gone forever, but some of it I had saved on 2-inch master tapes, which,
oh
of course,
God.
That became no longer the tradition, and people started using digital, and nobody used these anymore. So they sat in
Why
my garage
this guy put
for
this
decades.
Up
right?
I know this. We must have said this before, but every interview just devolves into excuse after excuse of stuff that no one's even cares about.
I had a million great songs, but then I... became a drug addict and now they're all gone. So I've got this. This is what I got left over. I'm sorry. This is what you got.
And, yeah, because backing up to like when I was being super fair about how, you know, hey, it's our bad for watching all these interviews over and over again. No, this is his bad. There's no use in bringing this up. This is not really relevant at all. I mean, I get he's talking about his music career, but no one cares. We don't care about the songs you made when you were 16. This is the same thing that he did when he brought up the fucking McDonald's commercial on the 90s interview. Like, we're talking about the tour. We're talking about your new album. Why do you have to be like, but then we lost this. This was great. You should have heard the old stuff. It was so cool.
And all these great things that just I can't even prove they ever existed in the first place.
But don't worry, man. Maybe it hasn't happened yet, but Corey, let me tell you, Don Dawkins is going to teach you about how to bake those tapes, bro. You're going to get those masters back.
This Corey doesn't even know. This little marionette has no idea what's in his future.
Just decades, these giant master tapes with all like the original Ruckus Danny, Ruckus Danny Part 2, which there was originally
Ruckus Danny 2.1.
All these songs that nobody's ever heard. And
we own them now. They're in a box set that we have. Yeah, you know what? Thinking about it from this point of view, though, like, say you are a Jake Perry, like an idiot, like a stupid piece of shit.
I'll try and put myself in those shoes somehow.
I mean, I'm sorry, Jake. I know you're listening. We want to be friends with you. I'm just messing with you. Yeah. This is just friendly jabs. But say you are a Jake Perry, or like someone that you really like is all of a sudden like, we got all this music back we thought we lost. We're putting out a box set. You'd be like, holy fucking shit, this is great. The only problem with Corey is that it's literally like 10 people are the ones that are like, holy fucking shit, this rules. Everyone else is like, wait, what is that? Who did this? Huh? Hey,
now you can finally hear this stuff I've been talking about for 30 years. It sucks.
Yeah, you know what? It's better
if it stays
long. Schrodinger's cat or whatever. Yeah, just leave it in the box, dude.
Yeah, bro.
It was dead the whole time.
The mystery is what makes it.
It was much better when we didn't know the cat was dead.
Oh, God.
Just met this wonderful man by the name of Don Dawkins, who the rest of the world knows as Dawkins, but he was gracious enough to share with me that everything he actually owns.
Royale, thank you for giving out some more gift memberships. I hope those people are appreciative and they check out the archives. Also, the real Jimmy Bones 007. You guys have top-notch commentary. You're up there with the greats like Beavis and Butthead, Mystery Science Theater 3000, and Grumpy Old Muppets that sit in the balcony. Long live
got
Jim
names.
And them.
Statler and Waldorf. Thank you very much, my heroes.
Those are great compliments. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, no, I genuinely... It sounds stupid,
we bring them up all the time.
Lot.
We always do our...
They're awesome.
Yeah,
because
love them.
I feel like they're like our... maybe this like is like a tired trope, but like my spirit animals are definitely Statler and Waldorf. I fucking love Statler and Waldorf.
An oven and has the facilities to bake the 2-inch tapes, which is the process and what you do to be able to get those old recordings.
Oh, okay,
back
he does
up
know about
par,
the baking the tapes.
They're magnetic, so the magnetic strips just kind of fall apart. But if you bake them, I guess it sucks the magnets back in.
I love that he's Dude, telling this story,
just
by the
say
way.
You bake them and it fixes them. Don't, like, what are you doing?
I love that he's telling this story.
And then you can transfer it to digital. So we're trying to doctor my old recordings to see if we can't salvage them. And if we can, then that will be my next project musically, is I'm going to be doing a 25th anniversary re-release of my first album, Love Left.
Yes.
Dude, can you imagine like all if he was able to like sell that for 6 years as a box set?
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine if you got 300 of those and somehow tried to sell them for the next 5 years?
Little does he know, he like right now, as we're looking at him in this giant chair that he's getting smaller in, he just monkey pawed that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I just suck at everything I do.
Ju Kane, thank you for sharing the wealth on the gift memberships, brother. You're doing the Lord's work. You're doing Corey's Angels work. Because little does he realize, like, oh, my God, the idea of this is great. But number one, we just what you said a second ago, you're going to ruin the allure of this lost music because now we realize it sucks.
Yeah.
Number two, he is now chained to lugging around box sets everywhere he goes, whether it be conventions, his live shows, his fucking signings, his podcast interview with Billy Corgan.
Corey should have died at end of Stand By Me, not River.
Thank you, Mr. Pico. But no, it emotionally hits harder that Chris Chambers dies.
Well, and thank God that he didn't have the box set yet, because he's 2 inches tall in this interview and it would have crushed him.
Yeah. Well, but it could have been a blessing in disguise. Could have been a nice little home for him to live in.
Dude, oh my God.
A mansion.
Or what if it falls from the sky and he rescues a little girl from it? It breaks in half over his back.
Special added bonus tracks that nobody's ever heard from the early
Great
days of
album,
my,
by the way.
Of my music. So
Is it your favorite album ever?
For the nostalgic fans, and we're actually talking about creating a box set of this whole thing because I think we're going to have that much material, and that box set will include.
Oh my God! This is actually kind of great because we are seeing the like the seeds of what are to come.
This is what I love. I mean, I mentioned it before, but I love going through these old interviews because again, it's like a prequel. We get to see the seeds of the disasters that await him in his future.
Oh my God. So
from the Angels. And it's also going to include the Angels re-recording some of those original songs, like the ones from the actual Love Left album. We're going to have them.
We didn't get that, I don't think.
Have them doing Love Left, like we're doing it live on stage so they know the song. So let's get them recording it and then, you know, do it with today's technology so it sounds really nice and clean and it's the Angel Band doing it. So it'll be like one disc which will be remixed and remastered and then another disc which will be like reproduced versions of the old songs and then another disc of like unreleased material, you know, so it could be a lot of fun.
That sounds fantastic. Would you want to put like a bad magazine in there? We're still discussing things. Like if we can fit a bad magazine in there, then we'll put a bad magazine in there.
Did you think about putting maybe some candy or treats in there? Would that be a cool idea?
Have you thought about putting like Starburst or Band-Aids in there?
You know, while you're at it, in the lead up, could you maybe sell a replica of your Stand By Me ear? That would be kind of cool.
Hopefully you're not recording. These are my ideas. These are Sci-Fi Records LLC.
I don't want to give too much away because it's not done yet. These are all just ideas right now. It's in the idea stage, but that's kind of what I'm working on. And Don Dawkins is in the process of helping me do that. So we'll see where it all ends. But if we're lucky, there'll be a box set coming.
He sent me an email just the other day saying that he thought I was Cocoa Buns.
And I was like, aren't you Cocoa Buns? And he's like, nah, you're Cocoa Buns now.
It was really flattering. No one as famous as him has ever called me Cocoa Buns.
What I do love about Cocoa Buns is that it's so interchangeable. Because sometimes people just call Corey, like I'll read comments and they're just calling Corey Cocoa Buns. Uh-huh. Or sometimes something's really good and it's Cocoa Buns.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's terrible and it's Cocoa Buns.
Perfect.
You just pick up the context.
And it came completely organically. It was great.
For somebody so passionate about music, he doesn't seem to really put much content out there. He seems to reminisce in nostalgia with obscure facts.
Absolutely, RKO man, 1933. That is a great point because it really is. It's he's still doing that fucking what's that one that he did with Dovidas and was in my head. Like he does it every single time, and it's like one of his first songs.
Yeah,
shit. He mentioned it at the beginning of this too.
So
it's not
simple.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. He's always doing. Yeah, you know you hate that you know it. He's always doing It's So Simple, and it's like a 30-year-old song. And he's always just trotting out, even like on Howie Mandel last year, it was What's Up With The Youth. Like
when we make the joke all the time that we're like always excited for a new song and it doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it's like a re-release or a re-recording, which I mean, it's great. I mean, I like to revel in our older stuff sometimes. I'll watch our old specials and stuff.
Yeah, but we don't go like, hey, welcome Friday. We're just playing our old show.
Yeah.
Like, here you go. Goodbye.
Sure. Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Getting back to the tour real quick, the tour which may go on for quite a while, which is
great.
Again, right now we're on, you know, the second leg, which, you know, there was the mini tour and then we transformed it. We took, you know, we took what worked and then we kind of did away with what didn't work and we picked the best pieces and then we constructed the vehicle, which was this kind of time machine thing, you know, that's really what we...
Mike is just too sickened right now by Corey. Corey's interview is just had enough. It just sickened him so much. What is great too, also with this question, is again he didn't even let the guy get a question out. He was about to set up a question, just asking like, "Oh, back to the tour real quick." Before he can even do that, he'd be like, "Well, hold on. This is like the second iteration. We need to remember there was different levels to this shit." This tour isn't just a tour. It's a way of life.
We kind of came up with was like, let's make it a time capsule. Let's make it a machine that takes us through all the different eras of my career. And a lot of that was inspired by your video, actually. You know, because you made that great montage video, which, you know, after I sat down and kind of watched it a few times.
Oh, we're going to hold on. We're going to super check on it.
He doesn't dance like MJ. He dances like Janet Jackson.
Get his ass, Jedi Fife. Thank you for the super chat, man. Although the only Janet Jackson dances I remember are from like the If era, if that dates me. That's like early 90s, and I don't remember her dancing like that.
Dude, I wish I was dating you, Jim. Sorry, I keep doing the Corey voice, and it's making me cough. I need to stop.
And a lot of that was inspired by your video, actually. You know, because you made that great montage video, which, you know, after I sat down and kind of watched it a few times, and then when I played it for the audiences and I saw the reaction it was getting, you know, they were getting so hyped up and so excited. And I'm like, what is it that they're so excited about? What they're so excited about is remembering all these moments that they've seen, right? Going like, oh yeah, his music was in that, and oh yeah, he was in that video, and oh yeah, he was on that concert, and da 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 da, you know, and that song was in that movie. And like, I think when they draw all those connections, it gives them like a feeling like they're back home. Or
is Corey thinking
like
that he just that nostalgia doesn't exist and he's discovering nostalgia?
Yeah,
he's describing it like it's this thing that he's like, no. I figured this thing out, by the way. This thing that you may not have noticed.
Yeah, like he's really tapping into... I mean, it's weird because he should... On one hand, he's on the right track. He should be cashing in on nostalgia. But he's cashing in on nostalgia that doesn't exist for him.
Yeah, the wrong nostalgia.
Yes, he should be cashing in on the Goonies, Stand By Me, Ninja Turtles, whatever the fuck. But like that's what he gets upset about. And he'll be like, no, what about McDonald's? What about my singing I've been doing since I was 3?
Obama. He wants Justin Bieber to expose his chest.
Thank you, Royale. What do you mean?
What? Savage?
Or is the other
is
guy
that you?
Just, or is the interviewer Justin Bieber? Who's Justin Bieber?
What's happening?
When they were a kid or whatever it is, it brings you back to that moment, you know? And when I saw that it was getting that reaction, I thought, okay, this is a great kind of way to, a template for the show. Let's take people through different chapters of my life and, you know, bring them like all the way back at the beginning and then, you know, kind of move them chronologically.
I just noticed how the interview's dressed. It's like I'm interviewing Corey Feldman. I was blind for a second.
Holy shit. He's absolutely your style. He's got a tank, some shorts, and
he's wearing flops and everything. What the fuck? I don't know how that just escaped me until just now.
What happens, right? You start off with the new stuff and then you like warp backwards and then you go like to something in your eyes and then you kind of.
Does Corey have a potted plant inside his fireplace?
Corey, I'm looking around like the room when now. Lily Tomlin used to play the little girl in the giant wooden chair on Sesame Street.
Yes.
Oh,
hashtag
hell yeah.
Only gangs kids know.
Yes.
Hell yeah, Wavy G. Yeah, you nailed it.
Do you think Corey should just become a symbol like Prince did? The artist formerly known as Corey.
I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if Corey tries to do something like that, right? Like, that wouldn't seem out of character.
That would be right up Corey's lane. Thank you, Poppy Himbo. Obama.
Like Janet in the Super Bowl.
Oh, thank you, Royale. I still don't really. Yeah, kind of. And thank you, Shelby, for becoming a member.
I fucking love Shelby. Obama.
The hits keep coming right
now.
You
think Spielberg regrets making this guy famous?
I don't think Spielberg did.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, right.
I don't think he did make this guy famous.
The only time he regrets it is if, like, Corey like corners them at some sort of event that they happen to both be at, like whether it be like a Goonies Q&A or one of the big things, or if he
this
somehow calls
just
him
be yapping, no matter what it is.
Thank you, Max. But also, otherwise,
I bet the amount of places they are at the same time these days,
that's
is like
what I mean,
almost none. And if they are in the same place, they're so far removed from each other, because like, and this isn't even dunking on Corey, it's just like Spielberg will probably be up front, Corey won't. Spielberg will get there early or late, depending on like what the good one is. Corey will be the other. Like, I bet they're just, I'd be shocked if they're ever in the same room.
Yeah, no, but that's what I mean. But in the small times that does happen, he's probably like, oh, this fucking guy again.
Yeah.
Who's on the line?
Okay, that was a reference to, somebody mentioned him dancing like Janet Jackson. It was a reference to when Justin Bieber reached up and grabbed Janet Jackson's boob during
but
the
that
Super
was
Bowl.
Justin
just Tim-
that was Justin Timberlake. That's why we didn't get it.
Or Justin Timberlake, I'm sorry. Okay, that's
my bad.
About Timberlake.
At least, okay.
Does it make sense
but now?
Now
we get it, yes.
Now we get it.
Thank you.
Okay, all right. Later, dudes.
Bye. Later. But no, now it makes sense.
Okay, yeah, now I get it.
I get it. We make flubs here and there.
Yeah, we got there. I described Robert De Niro as the guy from Meet the Fockers. So you know what, Royale, you get one. Everybody gets one.
But actually going back to how this guy's dressed like you, all of a sudden he's like,
wait a minute, my girlfriend saw you taking pictures of her, Chris. What were you doing, Chris?
I'd be so jealous if my future girlfriend, Adrienne Sky, who I have a giant crush on, once she leaves Corey, I don't want her to see this interview or she'll see that guy and be like, oh, I want to date him now. Yeah. And I'm like, shut up, baby.
Yeah, shout out to Adrienne Sky. We love you. We know you're watching.
Here's the thing. I do love Adrienne Sky. Genuinely. I'm trying to like turn things around.
I looked up the house he was living at last year and it was a rental. It was the one he always filmed in with the wooden panel walls a few years ago.
That was a rental?
Obama. I think, yeah, it still is.
I too am 5'4" and get eaten by chairs occasionally.
Thank you, Jedi Obama. Life.
Hello, boys. Hope you're doing well. Heart emoji.
Thank you, Schnapps. Thank you, Sleepy Snorlax.
Thanks, everybody.
Super chat's coming in.
I looked up the house he was living at last year, and it was a rental. It was the one he always filmed in with the wooden panel walls a few years ago.
I'm feeling haunted right now.
Yeah, I don't know if you meant to send that twice, but thank you for sending it twice.
Keep in mind.
Jedi Fife, I should say.
Again, not to say no to the super chats. Love the super chats, but keep in mind, if you go to jimandthem.com, you can donate towards the streamathon instead.
Very true.
Just throwing that out there, just saying you want that streamathon to be nice and long.
I'll get it set up with TTS for next week because we know Mike loves your TTS.
Yeah, so I really
do. That way you could do both.
Dude, if Adrienne Sky sent a TTS, then I'd be stoked.
What if she said, like, Mike, would you go out with me? Check here for yes. Put your hat frontwards for no.
backwards hat forever. Yeah. If that means yes, I want to go on a date with you.
Or it's like, do like a quick, finger across the nose symbol, or do, the thumb on your nose.
Just like a secret little message.
Yeah, do
just
a secret
for her.
Little message.
You know what? I'd take her to the mini golf place.
Yeah.
And if we hit it off, I'd take her to Cane's afterwards.
Actually, there's another, now that you reminded me, I almost forgot, but we'll get into it.
Okay.
Let me make notes. There's two things I need to get to before we're done.
Fantastic. Hell of a part one. You're welcome, you guys. We may have started late, but this is going to be a 9-hour part one just for you.
And thank you, Shelby. Thank you again for the quiet super chat.
Oh, I fucking love Shelby. That's why it's stuff like that that makes me love Shelby.
Yeah. All right, let me finish this up. There's only a couple minutes left in this interview.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. And you do a wonderful tribute to Corey Haim.
Thank you.
I just want to say that, and I can feel the energy out there when you do that bit of the show.
Well, that's the one video you didn't create.
Absolutely.
That's actually done
that's
by
another.
So the one that you're talking about being
there.
Great, the only one you didn't
really
make.
Touching,
it's beautiful, yeah.
It is.
They did it to my song, which was already, the song was already out, and then they took it and they made that video to it. So, hopefully they're not mad that we're using their video on the tour, but we've never even talked to them. Wherever they are, we just took it and went, that was good.
Oh, did we make it?
Out of all
the songs we've never even talked to them.
Thank you, Rael, for sending us some gift memberships. You're growing the wolf pack.
Hearing a set, which one is the most meaningful to you? That's a tough question.
Is it? I mean, like, they're all meaningful. They all have their own special thing. Like, I would say Go For It is probably one of my least favorite to perform.
Really?
What?
Whoa!
And the reason
what?
Why is because it's at the end of the set. You have to do it at the end of the set because it's kind of the biggest hit, or it is the biggest hit. But that said, it's also like it's a lot of work. It's very high energy. It's a very hard song to recreate live.
Huh?
And not only that, but I feel like they expect to see it exactly like they saw it on the Today Show. They want to see every move exactly the same.
Corey had to act like Go For It is Ascension Millennium or something.
It's really well. Because that's in the lyrics of the joke I found out when I made that AI cover is because, like, he even mentions it in the song. He's like, Go For It's my biggest hit. Now you'll have to live with it or something like that.
What?
Like, he's like he showed us all because he had a big hit.
Wouldn't it be great if the lyrics were like Evil Ascension Millennium, Mike Steele's favorite song?
The show. So there's a lot of nights we don't play it. And then also it just depends on the audience. If the audience isn't giving us enough of a reaction and we're bored with the audience, we may cut the set short.
Whoa.
You know, we change every night.
Jesus Christ.
I guess beggars can be choosers. Jesus. I can't believe he's even saying that. It's one thing that
yeah,
you think that
to think it and do it, but to say it?
Depending on what, how big the audience is and what they're giving us back. If there is thousands of people there and they're screaming and hollering and
oh no, someone doing something on Twitch. Oh, Three Romeo, thank you for gifting out a sub, much appreciated.
Having a great time all night. We are going to give them everything we've got, but if it's, you know, 500 people to start off and then by the end it's dwindled down to like 100 people and they're like, you know, we're just like done. You know, the bottom
man,
line
if
is
they're
we,
nice
we
enough
feed
to
off
pretend
the
we're
audience
not bad.
That's,
fuck them.
Yeah, fuck off. Are
eat
you
shit.
Serious?
What guides us as to what we're going to do each night.
I got
to
say, Cry Little Sister is probably one of my favorites when you do it live, man. Like, I feel the energy just so much. Like, you just wail on that song.
Thank
and your
you.
Band's amazing. Courtney's amazing.
Well, that's another hard one to do because it takes so much energy and it's so hard on my voice. Yes, like that. It's
I like how every song the guy likes, he's like, well, I hate it.
Yeah, it's hard to do. It's hard to perform. You know that bad music I've written for years and years? It's all really hard to do.
You're doing the Lord's work with this.
Oh, thank you, Jedi Fife.
You know, I don't mind doing it, but tonight I was, like, a little reluctant because, again, I have to space things out. We're doing six shows a week.
Sure.
So with a two-hour show, you have to be so careful about pushing yourself too far.
A two-hour
show, dude.
Because
that
sounds like a
nightmare. If you blow your voice, then you're screwed for the rest of the
week. Six shows
a week. So, you know, it's all about baby steps and spoon-feeding, and, you know, it takes a lot of discipline.
And what Corey, you gotta got to do is you got to go out there and
okay.
phone it in.
How does it feel to be responsible for?
You know what? People already don't like me. I might as well phone in my concerts.
You got to phone it in and look for excuses to end early and not try your best.
What, that song you want, you came here for? Maybe you don't even get it.
Or creating gremlins and taking over an entire town.
I don't take that credit. The responsibility lies with Steven Spielberg, Christopher Columbus, and Joe Dante. And I'm sure they feel pretty nice about it.
Corey, it's been an absolute pleasure, man. Seriously, this whole experience has just been amazing.
I wish Corey laughed like
you.
That more often. Yeah. I'd probably like him more.
It does sound more like a genuine, hearty laugh.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again for all your hard work and for being a solid guy and making sure you got stuff done and delivered in time for us. I know I give you some crazy deadlines.
Wow.
Sometimes.
But
I'm waiting for the dig. Where's the dig?
I mean, even if there's not a dig, you know he probably was a dick about it,
yeah.
And he paid this guy nothing.
Yeah.
But we said it out of done, man. I really appreciate it. And your work is great. It really is.
Thank you so
Hire
much.
Him. Hire this guy. I vouch for him. He's a very talented
Courtney!
Individual.
Courtney! Yeah, this is his payment, by the
wait,
way.
Wait, Jim. This is not, I'm not fucking around. Go back like 1 second.
All right, hold on. I only
need
a few
literal
seconds,
second.
But like,
listen,
let me let it
But
play.
We said that in done, man. I really appreciate it.
Right.
Your work is great. It really is.
Thank you.
Okay, you see
Bam.
In the back? No, okay. You see in the back, you can see the silhouette.
Okay.
It looks like HDM silhouette.
Oh, filming?
Yeah.
That would be wild.
It really, I don't know. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
That cuts an HDM silhouette to me.
Do you think we get an HDM? And maybe there's because they are in like, well, what they're Ozarks or something.
Yeah.
But we have seen pictures of her like on her IMDb where they're at like events and or the tour or whatever.
And they
so
said,
she
yeah, they're
could
in the middle
there.
Of fucking nowhere, yeah. Right? Where she lives.
Hear this guy. I vouch for him. He's a very talented individual. Great editor. If you need a good editor, he's your guy.
Guys, I'm Chris with Canope Films. Thanks so much for watching the one and only Corey Feldman. Catch him on his tour. Go to CoreyFeldman.net.
And stay tuned to see what new videos Chris will be connecting and developing and creating for the Angelic to the Core tour this year.
Signing out, guys.
Peace and love.
You know when you're like in the middle of falling down and you're like trying to keep your legs beneath you? That's what that sentence was. He's like, oh, I can do it. Oh, I can do it.
So I mean, I don't know if this quite constitutes as a, well, I guess it does.
It's time to look at Corey's Twitter.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't go through a ton of this. I only have this one, and it's not even really his tweet that's that funny. It's just the audacity of this guy's response.
Okay. I like it. I love when people show audacity.
The audacity of this dude.
Oh, there she is. There's my girl with her Cobra Kai tattoo.
And yeah, the tattoo plays a part in the tweet here. Hold on. I got to pull it up for the chat. Where's my Twitter scene? Oh, here it is. Okay. So yeah, back in the buzz of the birds and bees of springtime, and the paps caught us enjoying ourselves. Oh no. Corey Feldman cut a colorful figure as, oh yeah, whatever. That's the actual headline. And someone just says, Corey, have you jizzed on the Cobra? Glass all the way. You put the glass in ass in class. First of all, don't even respond to this.
Why did he respond to that?
Shout out to Tommy the Cat. I have to assume you're a fan. If you're not, I wish you were. Tommy the Cat. Corey, why have you jizzed on the Cobra?
Why on earth would he respond to that?
Class all the way. You put the ass in class.
Corey, don't lie to me. You lazed jazz all over the Cobra Taz.
What is happening right now? What reality are we in?
Yeah. What happened to block and ignore?
Jesus Christ. Good Lord.
Corey, have you jizzed on the Cobra?
Oh, my God. I do love the Nepo Baby Bodyguards in that photo,
yes,
too.
Yes, we love Nepo Baby Bodyguard. We need to get Nepo Baby Bodyguard on the show.
Yeah. I want Nepo Baby Bodyguard to sit on me.
I do. Someone else was mean about Adrian.
About my girl? Yeah. Why? Why? Why are people mean to her? I don't get it.
Should have stayed with your wife. You traded that pretty blonde thing for a tattoo girl. She likes cobras, huh? Real nice.
What?
LOL. This tattoo girl's a Christian, and her tats are all based in Bible and worship, smarta pants. Oh, and I don't think you know much about who Courtney was when I found her. So he actually dissed her, like calling her trash, basically.
Yeah. Kind of no one made it out of that tweet alive.
And there's no way that Cobra Kai tattoo is from the Bible.
Well, I don't think any... I mean, maybe some of them are, but yeah. There's no way all of her tattoos are based on the Bible.
I love this guy's still a fan, apparently. Okay. I'm still a fan. Glad you're happy. No disrespect. No disrespect. Sorry, guy. Past that point. I hope she's as good for you as you think she is.
Huh.
What
the fuck is going on?
Yo, I hear wedding bells. Just got a feeling. And if me and Alexander want an invite, haha, okay, bro, prayer emoji. And I got the feeling on it,
really
bells.
Quick, Jim, why are you reading this?
Remember, life is short. And I hope I find my queen, heart emoji. But yeah, I miss you, man. We both do.
Definitely not. I'm not even divorced officially. Not making any plans, my friend.
Michael Boatwright.
Wait, so does that mean that I have a chance with Adrian Skye?
Yeah, he hasn't wifed her up.
Oh, shit. Put a ring on it. Oh. I'm going to make my Adrian Skye.
Yeah, come on, Adrian. Just give Mike a chance.
She'll give me a chance. Just text me. It's not hard to find my phone number. Adrian Skye. More like Mike's? No, that wouldn't make sense. Never mind.
Let me see. There was one other thing I wanted to find.
Oh, okay. I found it. I was going to say more like Mike's guy, but she's a girl. More like you're going to start calling me Adrian's guy.
Yeah, I like that.
There it is. How you like that, Adrian Skye?
How you like them apples?
Yeah. Tasty.
Hold on. I got to find it. I should have had it queued up, but someone had shared this on the Piscord earlier this week.
Okay.
And hold on. A little older.
It's weird. I mean, Corey is replying to a lot of stuff he didn't used to reply to. I wonder if he's like, I wouldn't say he's thin skinned, but he's got like weird thin skin tendencies here and there for someone of his ilk. I wonder if he's like getting a thicker skin because he's like responding to a lot of stuff these days.
Yeah, I guess maybe drumming up some interest. I don't know.
I don't know. Who knew? Good for him. I like when Corey gets outside of his comfort zone, starts experimenting.
I like when he does bits.
Yeah. You know what? I like when he laughs.
Yeah.
I love the laughter of a child. Like Corey Feldman, like childlike laughter.
Hold on, let me download this.
When a child laughs, I always go like, oh, that child's laughing like Corey Feldman.
Oh, that reminds me of the youthfulness of a Corey Feldman.
Hey, kid. Yeah, sir. You remind me of a young Corey Feldman. Oh, thank you, sir.
Hey, kid, what day is it? It's Corey Feldman Day.
It's 2-2-2-2. Two. Well, actually, it's 3-6-14, but that's 2-2 in the 5-4s.
All right, here we go.
You know, to use the.
All right, here's our boy. Here's our friend Jameson.
Okay. Has he got a cucumber? Or is this?
Yes.
He's carrying around a vacuum sealed cucumber, huh?
This is an old video from Courtney's Instagram. Someone shared this on the Piscord this week. And Courtney and wait, hold on. We got a super jet coming on the horizon.
Thank God. They couldn't have sent it when we were vamping.
Come yeah, on, right? You guys. That's what we need them.
Help us out.
Maybe you tried and there's just a delay.
Jesus.
Oh, actually, hold on. Is it not playing?
Good.
Oh, I actually had it off. Hold on. Let me replay it.
Jim.
Obama.
Oh, did he break it? Well, JLJGF has Yahweh tattooed between her yabos. She's a weirdo, bro. Thank you, Joker.
Do you know what Yahweh is, Jim?
Is it Jesus?
No. Well, that's Wait. Yahweh.
Ah, who's not Yahweh?
Yahweh.
Oh, who's Yahweh? Well, this is Yahweh.
How do you spell it?
Y-A-H-W-E-H.
Oh, never mind. Oh, okay. I'm thinking of a different Yahweh.
But they're both Corey and Courtney are kind of goofing on Jameson here because he travels with a cucumber.
You know, to use the plant metaphor.
Jameson, why do you have the cucumber?
Well, okay, the reason I have the cucumber is because I
he's going to have a long plane ride home. He's going to be lonely.
Yeah, I like to fly with a cucumber. No, I mean, here's the thing. I love cucumbers.
Up his ass.
And the thing is, if you...
Corey,
thanks, Corey. I didn't quite understand the joke. Now yeah. I get it.
And this is more proof of how, like, going back to the
up his ass,
yeah, like the OG Frog Brothers video. How he's always just like busting on,
giving Jameson.
It's like, Jameson, come over here, dude. Come and hang with your boys, Jim and them. Hang out with Jim, Mike, and Jeff. You can be with us. We're not gonna treat you like shit, like Corey does. Like, come on, man. You're the friend that Corey just wants to rip on. So just hang out with us. You already did a cameo for us.
I really love the background. Up his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Up his ass.
And the thing is, if you try cucumbers, you guys try cucumbers, anybody
up your ass
in the studio audience?
I'm so glad you guys are taking this so seriously.
So if you've ever eaten a cucumber when like you're not feeling well or whatever, and you take like a little chunk of cucumber and eat it, sometimes it can turn that around for you. And I think it has to do with the mitochondria. But that's just a theory.
The hypochondria?
Mitochondria.
The midichlorians.
There's probably also hypochondriac mitochondria.
I like that Jameson's just kind of like a comfortable nerd, basically.
He seems like okay with the idea that these two jackasses are treating him like a sack of shit directly to his face. Well, but he's like, hey, you know what? I'm just a chill dude. Here's my weird cucumber story.
He's a chill guy. He's very comfortable with himself. He looks like a normal dude. And Corey's probably got like a fucking velvet coat on and... You know, a feather hat.
three pairs of glasses. He's got his finger. He's got one of those gloves that's also like a metal nails on it, like connected to his elbow. He's got like the nose ring that connects to his earring.
Cucumber has the power to reduce fever.
I'm not surprised.
Woody Allen
movie
script.
Yeah.
Send it to him. Here's the title for your next film. Mitochondria, hypochondria.
Yeah, look, you get this weirdo walking next to you. Who goes to the airport like this?
You got a fucking magician and you're like, oh, nice cucumber, F slur.
I do love the 22. He lives in the world of 22, though.
Mitochondria, hypochondria.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, he's just doing bits.
Now, you know what? You know who I've come around on?
Jameson.
Jameson's a good guy.
We love Jameson.
Who unfortunately has, Corey has hitched his star to a bunch of other people, and poor Jameson has had to hitch his star to Corey's.
Yeah.
And he deserves better.
Now, don't get me wrong. We probably would have, if we were hanging out with Jameson, we probably would have made an up his ass joke about the cucumber.
but probably a better one.
Well, one of us might have.
Yeah, yeah, maybe one.
Which of
one
the three
particular
of us do you think perhaps would have made that joke?
Again with the cucumber.
Blowing fat vape rips. He is our friend. He is that one of us that we know.
Oh, thank you.
No, but you're also welcome to eat some of it because I actually probably will toss most of it because I don't want to go through security with this thing.
All right, let's cut it up in the room.
Do what we normally do. Up the ass. There you go. Come on, Jamie.
Dude,
you know the drill.
Corey, how many times are you going to make the up the ass joke, my dude? Don't get me wrong. But can you imagine someone making a joke over and over?
Yes. Yeah.
Just getting no sold that many times and being like, nope, one of these days it's going to stick.
I don't want to go through security with this thing.
All right, let's cut it up in the room. Do
what we normally do. Up the ass.
Look how much he loves it, too.
Dude,
he loves it so much.
Up the ass thing.
You know, come on, Jameson. You know the drill. You know the drill. Don't tell me.
So proud of himself.
Dude, he's fucking loving it. Look how like infectiously happy he is. I've never seen him like. And he's making an up the ass
like
joke.
Bliss.
During that entire interview, he's talking about like his life and history and music, and he's just like, and then there was this, and then there were some tapes. But now he's just like, up the ass, baby, what's up?
You're cool. Hundreds of times. Don't tell me you haven't put a myriad of things in your bum on a plane. Come on.
Ooh, you know what? I gotta fault Jameson. It's not a myriad. It's myriad things.
Yeah. You called someone else on that too. I forget who, but yeah, you nailed it.
Yeah. Sorry, Jameson. You know what, Jameson? But since we're friends, you can take my friendly ribbing of the way you used the term myriad.
No, of course I haven't done that.
Hey, Corey,
he's like, well, no, I don't stick it up my ass. I eat it for the mitochondria, Corey. Just completely straight face.
Thank you, Kresk Endo.
Yeah, Jameson's good people.
Yeah, Jameson is a good dude. And you know what? Because that was from, that was an old post on Courtney's Insta. And looking at her Insta now, it's kind of like, good for her, man. Like, she got herself out of a bad situation.
Yeah.
I'm glad she's living life and, you know, moving on to bigger and better things.
Friend of the show, Courtney Feldman. Future ex, Mike's ex-girlfriend, Courtney Feldman. I'm dating them all. I'm just constantly getting Corey's sloppy seconds.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it going to be Courtney or is it going to be Adrian?
Oh, God. If Adrian Sky texted me right now, I'd be over the moon. I'd be over the damn moon. I'm sorry, Shelby. It's Adrian Sky. I want to be Adrian's guy.
That is a part one, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Let me see. What did we have for break? We are doing a quick break. We will be back. Oh, yeah. Fowlis did send us a song, a Savage song.
Okay.
A song about Savage, everyone's favorite.
No, I'm sure the song will be good.
But we'll be right back.
His name is Savage. Savage. His name is Savage. Savage. He claims that Corey wants to steal his art. His name is Savage. Savage. His name is Savage. Savage. Friends. Writing songs and making video to set up as roots. Singing terrible songs about hookers and booze. Creating a fake bed he calls Savage and them. Taking up their time and causing mellow mayhem. Divine Bing Bing guides him through the haze. Horror sights and show the path to blaze. Coping wormwood put him in a daze. Life is a story inside his mind. Hookers are the way to his heart. She spread a for him. She spread her legs up for him. She spread her legs. The jack beam hasn't full fixated. She spread her legs up for him. She spread his name is Savage. Savage. The chat is going to ravage him for his lies and his tardy ways. His name is Savage. Savage. The chat is going to ravage his lies are nothing but a twisted game. Jim and them have drawn the savage gaze. Drinking wormwood set his path for days. Horror season's rap sets his mind ablaze. Life is a story inside his mind.
mind ablaze. Life is a story inside his mind. Life is a story inside his mind. His lies are nothing but a twisted game. We know the truth and it's a twisted game.